MC Fontaine here on Audio Mo Day 18. I'm tired. It was a really long day today, and it was a very, very hot. A little bit too hot to be suited and booted as I was, but it was worth it. It all went off brilliantly. The Duchess of Cambridge, Princess Catherine, arrived at 11 o'clock and toured the site. She spoke to loads of veterans that we had there today. And all of them all said the same thing to me afterwards. They all thought, in fact, as one of them, Betty Webb, said, she thought she'd really done her homework because she knew what questions to ask and she seemed genuinely interested, and that really impressed the veterans. Me and a lot of the people at Bletchley Park, that's sort of our benchmark, really, you could say, for if something's good or not. If the veterans like it, then we know things are going well. There's somewhere between, I don't know, 350, 500 people, something like that. Dignitaries and VIPs and people who've helped out over the years at Bletchley Park. Sort of like a garden party event, really. It was a really good day. As well as my podcast producer role today, I was not just an audio wrangler, but an interviewee herder, shall we say, or interviewee hunter. So Three Counties Radio are the local radio station, and they did a 3-hour live OB from Bletchley, so they covered the whole of the visit today. And so I was with them for all of that, just to look after them and just get them what they needed, and we already had a schedule of people that they wanted to interview. So I had to have their 20 past the hour interviewee and their 22 the hour interviewee. So they tried to get a couple of different people each hour. And then also they had a guy actually on the Royal Road to following the princess around. But it was really good to be able to help them today, because they're always really supportive. Partly because Catherine, who hosts Bletchley Park podcast with me, used to work for Three Counties Radio. She worked for the BBC for a number of years before she came to Bletchley Park. But also because they're the local radio station and they are just genuinely really supportive. So I switched from, as I say, audio wrangler to a VIP herdee. Would that be the right term? I don't know. After that, I wanted to get the reactions from, you know, the veterans. Then also I wanted to record interviews with some of the people that over the last year with the podcast have helped us be able to tell the listeners what's going on there. So that, especially like the site manager, Rob, who's always found time to help us out. And I've been up on roofs with Rob during this and rooms with creaking floorboards. And he's just been brilliant filling us in. So we spoke to quite a few of those people. And it was nice for them to be able to be there and see, you know, the culmination of what they've done. And there's a few really special interviews in there. There's especially one with a veteran that we didn't really know about until today. And there is an amazing full circle kind of story that I probably shouldn't be doing this to you all, but I can't let this story out yet. It's too good. So if you listen to Bletchley Park podcast, there you go, it's an advert. That's not bad. 18 days. I haven't done an advert yet. Anyway, it's a bed for me now. I'm absolutely shattered. And yes, Blue Tank got used, as always. Bye!